Welcome back, guys, to Baby Got Stacks.
You're still there.
It feels good to say it. We've missed you. We've missed each other.
Yeah.
It's been quite a month.
I didn't know she'd make it.
I didn't know if I'd make it. Your girl got COVID for the second time.
In 2024, the Woo! Year of our Lord and Savior.
Let me tell you, I spoke to the Lord and Savior that week because I was... It was worse in some areas. I didn't have as high of a fever as I did last time, but that cough, man...
They say the cough is what really does it for most people.
Cough was ridiculous. I almost had to go to urgent care because I was coughing so much that I was... Oof. Things were coming out of my body. I will not get into details. No one wants the details. I didn't even want the details, and I was there in person. But I survived. It took me a while. Even the week after, when I was like starting to feel better, I still had that cough. I survived. I was not able to read. My body was like...
Fair enough.
I couldn't focus on anything. So I do apologize. We are so behind. Twas me and my body. I'm the problem. It's me.
She's the drama.
Yeah. But we're back. We're definitely going to have a more episode, season two, in the works. So we're not going away.
Mm-mm.
This is not the end. It's just the beginning.
Oh. Wow. Despite how hard our own bodies try.
Yeah, my mom texted me at one point while I was sick and was just like, your body does not half-ass being sick. I was like, no, it does not.
That's the bright side. It's like, you know, it gives it at all.
It really does. But do not fear, even though we have not posted in a while, we will be posting all of the books from last month. And there will be more, I promise. Yes,
we'll be catching up. You'll be getting all the books we've promised on our schedule.
Yes, we will be having a business meeting tomorrow, hopefully with cats.
Preferably with cats.
Not our cats. to discuss what we want to do in season two. We're hoping to, you know, maybe change up.
She's
something.
Doing a little shimmy in place. That's how you know it'll be exciting.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Wow. This
will be thrilling.
Oof. Yeah, it will. Anything we do is thrilling. I'm just going to stop now. Well, I'm not ahead. I'm just here at this point. This episode is from the Knock 'Em Out series by Lucy Spohr. We read the second book, Things We Hide from the Light.
The pink one.
Yes. I had to read this on my Kindle because my mom has this at her house and has not read it yet. So she...
Has she started it at all, or is she just starting it?
That I'm aware of.
Okay.
She was so sad that she was going to be missing out on my book collection that I had to leave a stack of books at her house from books that I have read. But that That's one fair. I had not read, but she had read the first book and wanted to go to the second and just did not have have time. So I had to read it. Fun fact, these are on Kindle Unlimited. If you guys have that, they are free to read. So that's pretty nice. Third one just came out not too long ago.
I can look
September 5th, 2023.
Ooh.
She really knocked these out.
Be the last one.
Yes.
Knock them out.
Oh, wow. Didn't even mean to do that. Because the first one came out January 13th, 2022. And then she did the second one February 21st, 2023. So about a year. And then the third one came out September 5th, 2023. Same year.
That's crazy. And they're these not, are like, thick. Thin. Yeah.
No, she thick. Second one is like 594 pages.
That night.
Third one is 592. I guess once you've got a thing going, it's kind of probably a little bit easier to write as it goes. Plus, these kind of have
an overlying, like, main storyline going along.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of builds on those throughout. So these do have to be read in order. That sentence almost made sense. But they have to be read in order. They're not like a pick and choose.
You have to read them. Yeah, because it's going to make... I mean,
you can. It'll just be weird.
Yeah, it's just going to be weird.
The overarching story.
Because they have all the characters.
Yeah.
Especially the third book. So the third book was like the most anticipated one because there was so much tension between these two characters in the first two books that everyone was like, they need their own book. And then she was like, here you go.
Yeah.
I really want to read the third book.
Yeah, they're the two I need the most.
What did you rate this one?
I just checked. I initially gave it a 5.
Don't like the way this is going.
Well, here's the thing. I might drop it down to a 4.5. I gave the first one a 5. Okay. And thinking back, I definitely prefer the first one more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really want to put them on the same level, you know, just by comparison. I should drop it down a little bit.
I get that. I will say out of all three of them, the second book does have the lowest out of 4.06.
And you know, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember these characters as much.
I remember them. Do I remember every little thing? No. Surprisingly enough, the third one, third book, is at a 4.43. That's high.
That is high.
First book was out of 4.16. I can read the back of the book.
Please do.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Nash Morgan was always known as the good Morgan brother, with a smile and a wink for everyone. But now this chief of police is recovering from being shot, and his southern charm has been overshadowed by panic attacks and nightmares. He feels like a broody shell of a man he once was. Nash isn't about to let anyone know he's struggling, but his new next-door neighbor, smart and sexy Lena, sees the shadows. As a rule, she's not a fan of physical contact unless she initiates it. But for some reason, Nash's touch is different. He feels it too. The physical connection between them is grounding him and making her wonder if exploring it is worth the risk. Too bad Lena's got secrets of her own, and if Nash finds out the real reason she's in town, he'll never forgive her. Besides, she doesn't do relationships, ever. A hot short-term fling with a local cop? Absolutely. Sign her up. A relationship with a man who expects her to plant roots? No freaking way. Once she gets what she's after, she has no intention of sticking around. But Knockemout has a way of getting under people's skin, and once Nash decides to make Lena his, he's not about to be dissuaded, even if it means facing the danger that has nearly killed him.
That's right.
Yeah, so in the first book is where we see Nash getting shot. So there's like this big drug overlord that had like a list of people that pretty much to execute. Nash was on the top of it, and while he was doing a traffic stop, he walks up to the car and gets shot. Luckily, a nurse was running late to her shift and came across him and pretty much saved him. And so this book is about him getting back to learning how to live with the panic attacks that he's been experiencing after being shot, and also trying to find the drug lord. And Lena is trying to also find the drug lord because he stole a very expensive old car, and she is, I don't know what you call them, but she's the one that like recovers like assets that have been stolen.
Yeah.
For like big people. So she's still looking for the same guy. When Lena was younger, she had a cardiac episode when playing soccer and died on the field and was brought back to life. Ever since then, her family has been like really on her with like making sure she's very okay. Protective. And yeah, so no one knows what her job is. And there's talk about them having like background. So, like, Lena and Nash had dated in college for, like, a hot minute, and then it didn't work out.
Not Nash.
Nash, the brother. Why can't I think of
it? I can't remember. From the first one.
Holy guacamole.
But it didn't work out. They're just, like, really good friends now. Yeah. Which I thought was a weird...
Knox.
I thought that was a weird detail. Like, they could have just been friends.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to date.
I don't know why they had to be exes. Because it felt weird. It just felt a little weird, the friendship that built.
Yeah. I didn't really care for that. I love... The thing I love, so Lucy Score, she is like one of my favorite authors. I absolutely love her. Her chapters, like the titles, kill me. So the banter is amazing. Basically, this book is about him trying to like get past his demons and, you know, overcome his fears of getting back in the line of duty and also taking the guy that had tried to take his life. And then, of course, it's Lena trying to, they're both trying to work on themselves because she also, like, wants to not be told how to live her life.
Yeah.
She's never told anyone really, like, what she does because it's very, like, physical and dangerous where she has to go. So she, like, never tells anyone anything and she doesn't like to be in one place for very long. And so it's kind of like them both coming to terms with, like, oh, we both like each other. We both want to be together. Let's work on it. And I felt like the things that were happening, like, you know, sometimes when main characters will fight, you're kind of like, okay, this is stupid, like communication errors or like whatever. But I don't know. I felt like at least this book, everything was justifiable. Like it made sense. Yeah. I never was just like, oh my God, this is annoying.
Yeah. The build up to their tension and their conflicts made sense to like what they were inwardly fighting with.
Yeah.
And like everything crept up to the surface. And so when they kind of imploded, it made sense. Like you can sense that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But they're too blinded by their own issues and really thought like, oh, I'm not good enough for the other, or like, no, I'm always going to travel. I'm never going to settle. So, like, I'm always going to keep myself at arm's distance. So, like, they can never really confront the fact that they're actually falling in love.
Yeah.
So that made sense.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated because I hate a third act conflict where it's just like, if you just talked.
Yeah.
But part of their problem is that they can't just talk. Like, they've always kept their feelings to themselves. They've never felt comfortable with opening up to anybody.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah.
So I didn't get angry at it.
Yeah.
There are a couple of highlights that I had done. So one of them was at one point they bring in like what the first book was. So it says chalk that up in the things we never got over column.
It's like, oh yeah.
That's the first book. One, my cheeks were so hot I could have fried eggs on them if I knew how to. That made me giggle.
Yeah, some of the things they said.
The shark week in the bar killed me. Tables had little signs on them that said warning shark week because all of the women were on their period and I died.
And that was brought up in the first book too, that they all sync up.
That's right.
And so this is like a known thing in the town too.
I love it.
Like, yes. Not to mess with them.
So there was another thing that I highlighted that says, I kid you not, the women at the tables closest to us started hissing. Someone threw the remains of their fry basket, hitting Dalton straight in the chest, which I can just picture, like, this. So, or Dalton is what his name is. He's this cop that's, like, the bad cop. He is not a good cop, does not use his job for good, uses it to antagonize people, like, and get what he wants.
Yeah,
and so he's kind of like the bad guy. And then this was the last thing that I, and this is what I had giggled at or made a face at when I pulled it up and you were like, what's going on? This made me cringe, but I was just like, of course this would only be seen in a Lucy Score book. It says, Angel, your body is so tense, I might find a diamond with my dick next time.
That's right. Well, I remember reading that.
Well, then.
I do like to picture a bar full of women on their period booing at a man.
It just.
Essentially just like.
It was just so, it was just so good to me. But I, no, I really liked it. I think it was good for a second book to like keep the story flowing. Mm-hmm.
But still meet a new couple.
But still meet a new couple, still have new problems. It's not like the same problem over and over.
Yeah.
I liked it. Gave that like hint of mystery as they're like trying to find the drug lord. Yeah. And like who's after them kind of thing. And so I liked
that.
You still
get to see the first couple and the mm-hmm. niece that mm-hmm. saved
Waylay.
The first one. Mm-hmm. Waylay.
Yeah.
And being very cute. And there's an ending like there was in the first one mm-hmm. of like the future.
Yeah.
That like almost gives away the ending. Obviously, you know, all these couples get together. So yeah. Like, it's not really giving away anything. But you yeah. can see that they're all together with the families and like how it works yeah. out and that it does get resolved, which is really cute.
And I think it goes for like a couple of years, like the epilogue, yeah. which I like. I don't think, like it yeah. when they go like 6 months. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like I didn't I need to years. Take a peek in now. Yeah, yeah. They're like with kids or like,
yeah. 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 I liked it.
I'm really excited for the third one because the tension yes. and like tension, not like sexual tension, like resentment and anger.
I just wanted the backstory. Yes, yeah. I want to know what happened. The tension between Lucien and
Sloan.
That's a good tension right there. Yeah, I need to.
I need to know because it's that I can't stand being with you, but that I can't see you with anybody else either.
You know, those sex scenes in that third book are going to be insane.
Insane.
Should we get to Rowdy One Star?
Let's get some Rowdy One Stars.
I need you to sing that every single time because I
can't
amazing.
Promise I can ever recreate.
Wow. I need you to clip that and somehow put it on there every time.
I cannot
that was,
promise I would ever be able to amazing. Learn how to do that. It's amazing.
That was amazing.
We got this far.
Oh my gosh. So this is out of 4.06, which is the lowest out of all three. 388,175 ratings. 4 star is barely above 5 star. Like, barely.
I feel like the middle books usually are where you dip. There's yeah. excitement with the first, and then there's excitement with the last ones. She said.
Holy fuck, these people, Nash Morgan, are pushing 40 and they act like this.
Oh.
If
is he
you
pushing 40?
Do that.
Did I miss something? Did I forget something?
I thought they were in their 30s.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember them ever talking about age. I don't know. Maybe in the first book they do. If you go to hell, they force you to read this book as punishment for your sins.
Oh. Jesus.
This light or this book should be hidden from the light. This is so boring. I almost cried. Honestly, the hidden from the light one. That was good.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. Things we hide from the light, babe. You need to hide this book from the public.
I just don't know how you don't like Lucy Score's writing.
Sometimes the best way to hide from the light is to shut yourself in a dark room, pull up the covers, close your eyes, and have a good night's sleep. This is what the characters in this book should have done. I know. I think if a person mainly likes horror, thrillers, true crime, okay. those kinds of books that don't like romance, probably this is not for you.
But then you just don't like the genre.
But then you
shouldn't have read it. Place.
Yeah. Oh, will you marry me? Yes. Good girl. No way I'm dealing with more of this. Someone's just like, no. Does it.
No.
He got a tattoo for her on his ass. No. Also, he's an asshole and she deserves better. I don't think Nash is an asshole.
He's not an asshole. He's dealing with shit.
Yeah, if I found a guy in a hallway having a panic attack, I wouldn't think of him as an asshole.
Yeah. And the dog.
I loved the dog. Oh.
Oh, good.
Becca didn't like that the dude was wanking it, fantasizing about her after their first interaction by page 65.
You know, it's a...
I mean... It
is this
sounded
more...
What?
Does this have more sex scenes than the first one, you think? I can't recall.
I feel like there was a TikTok that I saw recently that... I'm looking it up.
Oh.
Knock 'em out chapters. So I listened to The Basement Yard today, and Joe always gets so mad at Frank when when he pulls out his goddamn phone. He's like, we're on a podcast, dude.
Yeah, we'll just pause as you do something that no one else can see or hear.
It was so funny. Fun fact, we are going to see them this weekend.
So excited.
I'm so excited. This was the first time that I had used, what's its face? SeatGeek. And I was nervous that we were not going to get
them. We were nervous. Legit.
I thought for sure I was going to ruin.
We don't know what's real or not.
I thought for sure I was going to ruin our weekend by us getting up to that door and being an embarrassment to everyone when I put my phone up and they're like, ah, nope. I'm like, oh my God. But luckily, the tickets got sent directly to my Ticketmaster. So that means they're legit.
It was for realsies.
I can't find anything. I don't know.
Just in your heart, what felt.
I think maybe the first one
I thought
had
so.
More because they didn't try to fight it as much as these two did. I feel like when they accepted it and they just went with it. So I feel like this one would have more or this one would have less. But I don't remember like at what point. Like I don't know if the first one got to it faster or not. So I'm not sure.
Is more spicy.
I do hear the po-po.
Ooh. Oh my God. Sure. I went to Kohl's today, and as I was pulling into my spot in the parking lot, the police came and started arresting two people.
What? In Kohl's?
And I've never been better blessed. Yeah, I guess they stole tried to steal a bunch of shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
I just why can I not? Maybe in Lucy's score? I will find
Wait, this. What are you looking up now?
Sex scenes. Okay, hold on. I didn't mean to be so aggressive. Okay. Things we never got over. Spicy chapters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I think they're counting because it says spicy chapters, chapter 5. I think that's when he's wanking it, is what that one lady said.
So if you count the wanking it.
2, 3, 4, 5. Six chapters in the next one.
Technically,
this book, I don't know. The first book chapters are 23, 26, 28, 35, 38. But this book is 5, 13, 35, 36, 38, 44.
You're welcome, listeners.
And then the third one is 21, 23, 28, 29, 30, 42. Ooh, I don't know why there's a double 28, 29. Don't know what happens there, but it takes two chapters to describe. So spicy.
Spicy. I'm really
So there you go. I liked it. But I mean, I love her books. I read the first book in the series. I automatically was like, I need all of her books immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. She just came out with the fourth book for one of her series. And fun fact, I think, is it this year? Maybe next year. She is starting another small town romance series that I'm sure I am going to be here for.
She's really giving the people what they want. Me, I'm people.
110%. I also get her newsletter and it kills me. She calls her husband Mr. Lucy, I think, or Mr. Score. Maybe Mr. Lucy.
That's correct. It's like when everyone calls Simone Biles' husband Mr. Simone Biles. Because who the fuck knows what his actual name is?
It's so good. Let me see. I know. Okay, so it's a mix between Gilmore Girls and Schitt's Creek is what she's writing.
Excuse me?
Right? I know. I love both of those early things. Next year.
It's almost next year.
It's maybe Story of My Life is what it's called. Yeah. And then also, so she posted like the first.
Oh, yeah.
Snippet.
Your nice hardcover editions.
Oh, I'm so
excited. What are you going to do with your paperbacks when you get them?
I think I'm going to still have them up on my shelf, but I think what I'm going to do is I want to do those hardcover books. I want to have them like spread out more so they're like spacing out.
Oh.
Like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
Just like that.
You can annotate the shit out of the paperbacks then and then have like the nice hardcover.
That's true.
Like with, I could do that. Like matching highlighters and tabs.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I love those books. Aesthetic. They're just so, so pretty. But it's hard.
Highlight in a pretty blue, pink highlighter pen.
That'd be so nice.
That diamond in my cock, whatever the fuck that quote was.
Oh, I was like, the diamond in your what? Okay. it's hard right now because I really need a house because I need more space. I need another big shelf because I've ran out of space on books and I'm just stacking them now.
I have six bookshelves.
I have four.
And I'm out.
But two of my bookshelves are short.
That's right.
They're not tall. Also, one of my last alive plant died today.
Oh.
Sad. So,
when's I don't the think funeral? We can hold one tomorrow.
Okay. It's still in the trash.
Now bring it.
I was like, I think maybe I can save it. And I started putting water in it, like just dripping, and it immediately
so I'll drown it.
it immediately started dripping out the bottom. And I was like, oh, I don't think I can save it. But it was hard because like all the top was like green, but the bottom was like all shriveled. So
imagine seeing a corpse. I mean, I think I can save it in trying to force feed it water.
And then I like went to go put it in the trash and it just slid out of the like
pot. Oh, no.
It was so dry. I was like, never mind. So I think now I just need to go to like TJ Maxx or Marshall's and buy some like fake plants. Until I can have a house.
Did I ever send you that TikTok of a girl? It was like a two-parter. Because there's one where she's like walking her plant to like a specialty plant store in her city. She's like, I'm gonna finally look up or bring it to someone to look up what this plant is, because okay. She's doing a bunch of research to figure out what this plant is because someone gave it to her. Trying to figure out what this plant is and she can't figure it out.
Okay.
And then the next one, she's like, I'll let you guys know what she says. And the next one, she's walking out when you find out when your plant is just a common weed. And she's growing this plant.
But was it a healthy weed at least?
It was a very healthy
weed. Oh my God, that kills me. Weed. I think I'm just going to be that girl that maybe doesn't have plants inside, but she's got a lot of flower pots outside and like a nice flower bed and hanging baskets and like the whole shebang. I think that's what I'm gonna have to do because clearly I cannot. Well, and I really maybe tomorrow if we're driving by, maybe we can stop at like a TJ Maxx or Marshall's or a Home Goods because I haven't been frolicking in one of those in I can't even tell you how long.
And they have started putting out their Halloween stuff. And all of their Halloween stuff has been my exact Halloween aesthetic. And has been really unfortunate for my wallet, but very beneficial for my house.
I'm living vicariously through TikToks of women going to TJ Maxx to shop because
I wanted so badly that big ghost walking a ghost dog.
Oh,
have you seen those?
Have you seen the one with the girl ghost with the, she has a flower crown?
No.
It's like that, but it's a flower crown.
Oh my god. Yeah, we need to go.
I don't know if they're going to be open when we drive around, but there's got to be
maybe some by the time nearby. We get up to Portland-ish area. Because they open, at least the one near me opens at like 9:30.
Ghost walking dog. Let's see if we can find it.
TJ Maxx.
They're
like decently sized too. They're like kind of big.
No,
I was hoping if I went. This as early one's as I
tiny.
Did.
Look at how small and cute it is.
Oh, that one's cute.
And it's got the flowers on it.
God damn it.
That's the one I want.
Damn it.
It's small. Yeah, it's small.
Oh,
so cute. Yes.
The one I was seeing was like 2-3 feet tall. I want it.
Crown. Its nose is pink. Yeah, so I have seen that. Yeah, they're putting out all their stuff. So I only have one glass pumpkin in this house, and that's it for
that's
fall.
Upsetting.
I know.
They also had a lot of cool black candles, but I didn't. Oh. I didn't have a whole lot of time. But
I saw that there was grabbed
were all like darker, deeper scents. So I didn't have.
There was one I saw that. Right one. They've got ones like there's a little ghost with like grave sites behind it. And then I saw one that was a black candle and it had half of a black hat like head coming out of the top of it.
Incredible.
Yeah. I tell you, I live vicariously through these videos of people going into TJ Maxx. There's one girl that I watch. I don't know why I'm obsessed with her. Her name's Maddie. She's the Ween Queen and she collects like dash hound things. She has a dash hound, but like she has like she even buys like baby clothes that have dash hounds on them. She doesn't have children and she doesn't want children, but if it has a dash hound, she finds it. And like people send her like dash hounds that she finds, and she finds like the coolest things at thrift stores. She found one that like, remember those touch lamps, like the glass? She found one that each side had a different picture of a dash hound on it at a thrift store.
Wild. Oh my god.
She finds most the craziest things. But she goes to TJ Maxx and Home Goods a lot to like find stuff, and so she'll post like things on there, and so I don't know why, I just watch. I want to know what she finds with wiener dogs. I have to know.
What else can there possibly?
This is what I do for my life. I watch that, and then I found that DJ that I watch people just get crazy in the club. I had to know what Patches was doing. I had to know. I had to know. And then she left frame, and everyone in the comments was like, "Patches, no! Patches, come back! Patches, no!" Oh my god, it killed me. This is my entertainment. Wow, my cat is still passed out.
Nice.
Love to see it.
Love to see it.
Well, I hope you guys liked our off-topic discussions.
Honestly, I forgot we were recording for a while.
I still enjoyed the book.
I did enjoy the book. Not as much as the first one, but I still enjoyed the book. Definitely going to read the third one.
Yes.
I mean, someday. I will never say no to reading a Lucy Score book.
Always. Yeah, I'm so excited. But yes,
are these her thickest, like her longest books? The ones I'm picturing in my head, there's other ones that are shorter.
My Lucy Score bookshelf is out in the living room.
Oh,
let's see. I think she has some thicker books. Like
I gave her a task that involves her looking at her phone again.
Like By a Thread has 584. Oh. Forever Never has 588.
That's the one with the dog on it.
Maggie Moves On. That one's smaller. That's 416. She does have.
She has like a lot shorter
books. She does have. There is like a series, the Benevolence series. I think that's bigger. That's Pretend You're Mine, Finally Mine, and Protecting What's Mine.
Are you benevolent?
Oh, yep, that's it. I promise I have a college degree. I promise. She does have another bigger series is Riley Thorne series. That's the one that's the dead guy next door. That the fourth book just came out.
Yeah.
Body in the Backyard. Yeah, that like just released. Are
those
that one's
paranormal
like,
or are those just involve a dead guy?
I think it's paranormal. So the first book, A Nice Normal Life, is that too much to ask? For Riley Thorne, it is. Divorced, broke, living with a pack of elderly roommates, and those hallucinations she's diligently ignoring. Her tarot card dealing mom is convinced they're visions. Just when things can't get any worse, a so hot it should be illegal private investigator shows up on her doorstep looking for a neighbor who turns up murdered. Nick Santiago doesn't play well with others unless the others are of the female persuasion. Wink. He's a rebel, a black sheep, a man who prefers a buffet of options to being stuck with the same entree every night if he catches drift. When the pretty, possibly psychic Riley lands at the top of the list of suspects, Nick volunteers to find out who done it. Only because he likes solving mysteries, not because he wants to flex his muscles for the damsel in distress. All they have to do is figure out who pulled the trigger, keep the by-the-book detective with a grudge at bay, and deal with the stranger claiming he was sent to help Riley hone her psychic gifts, all before the killer discovers she's a loose end that requires snipping. So I think she's a, like, she can see things. So I'm not sure. And I'm assuming she helps him, like, solve, because it's the dead guy next door, and then the corpse in the closet, blast from the past, and then the body in the backyard. So I'm assuming that he's, like, a detective for these things, and she's, like, helping him.
I'm into it.
I'm excited to read another one of her books in due time. Next book was a doozy. Not a good doozy.
It's been on my shelf for a while. I've read another one of her books. Anyways, you guys have to catch the next episode.
Yes.
Where we read a book.
A book.
I won't even say it. You have to come listen. But you already know if you follow us on Instagram at Baby Goth Facts Podcast, because you would have seen our schedule, our July schedule. We don't need to talk about what month it is. There's also a link in our bio where there's links that you can find us everywhere else. I don't know how that sends Scott here, but
pretty much
you
good
can
reads,
find our Goodreads. Like,
Yeah.
What else we have? It's a lot. So if you see something you want us to read, let us know and we can try fitting it into season 2. Trying to get that in the works.
We are all for suggestions, even if you don't think, like, maybe it's an independent one or maybe you wrote it. We'd love to
let us know.
Just let us know. We'd
love like
to...
reading.
Yes. Yeah. Helps numb my mind from the world.
Whoop, there it is. All right, we need to go like and follow wherever you're listening to this podcast. Share it with others if you talk to others, and
animals,
give share a little pound the head to your dog and a little to your cat.
That is all.
See you in the next
bye guys.